Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to everybody locked in all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to the damn show. We've already been hanging out for an hour. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. That's every weeknight, Monday through Friday. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And shout outs to you for listening, okay? My people on the West Coast, my people here in the South, my people in the Midwest, the Mountain States, the Plains, the Northeast, my people in Hawaii, Alaska, and Canada. What's going on, folks? We had a good first hour. We talked about the New York Knicks. They lost. Bunch of losers tonight. Not trying to be a jerk. I just called them what they are. They're losers. They lost to the Miami Heat 109 to 101. The New York Knicks are now in a 3-1 series deficit. Or I guess you could call it a 1-3 series deficit. That makes more sense. The Miami Heat, meanwhile, one win away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Tonight, Jimmy Butler decided to wake up and give you 27 points. Bam Adebayo had 23. Max Strus knocking down 4 of 10 threes to finish with 16 points. Jason Jackson always excited about the Miami Heat. I think he was overly excited about Max Strus because for whatever reason, when he hears Max Strus, he wants to talk about the man's juice. Take a listen to this from the Heat Radio Network.
Love with the rebound, gets to Jimmy to Strus for three. Got it! My cup runneth over for that Strus juice. Max now 2-4 from downtown.
He loves Strus juice. Good for him, not me. I don't care. The Miami Heat have an opportunity to close this out against the New York Knicks in two nights from now in Madison Square Garden. And so maybe the New York Knicks will have better luck at home in New York City. But, yeah, you down 3-1, you basically cooked. You're about to come off the grill and get fed to a human being or a dog. I have no idea. Hey, Coach Thibodeau, New York Knicks, he was asked, what the hell happened to y'all? And just listen to this miserable human being.
Tom, fourth quarter there when they're getting every offensive rebound, what are you seeing? What are they doing that you guys aren't?
And we got to get a body on people. So they're shooting long, we're running in, and ball's going over our head.
Ball's going over your head. Hey, I wonder what Coach Thibodeau drinks after these games. I mean, you got a coach, Julius Randle, who, by the way, he had a good game tonight, but 20-9, it's not Devin Booker-esque, but he had 20-9. Jalen Brunson on a bad ankle gave you 32 points. R.J. Barrett had 24. It's just like Northern Nick helped you out, and Emmanuel quickly was not available. Speaking of Julius Randle just said, man, we getting bullied by the Heat.
And just maybe they wanted more. I don't know. That's been who we are all year. And we got to find a way to, you know, step up and make those plays if we want to keep the season alive.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. Definitely going to be a challenge. But,
you know, in these situations, you got to take it a game at a time.
Yeah, too late. Too late for that. Down already. Series is over. 3-1, the Heat lead. Anyway, we got another game going on right now. It's getting ready to head into halftime. About a minute left, less than a minute left here in the first half. The Golden State Warriors lead the Lakers 50-47. They're playing this game in Los Angeles. Everybody's 2-2 except for the Knicks and the Heat here. The Los Angeles Lakers, they are trying to go up 3-1. And the Golden State Warriors are trying to say, hey, not so fast. Up until now, Steph Curry leading the way for Golden State with 15 points. Meanwhile, Anthony Davis, we got the good version of him tonight. 19 points, 6 rebounds here already in the first half. That LeBron James guy, 11 points, 5 rebounds. We'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues to roll on. We got a lot more to get into as the show continues. Outside of the Los Angeles Lakers, I do want to talk to you about the NFL and its upcoming schedule. The NFL has a schedule release for this Thursday. And over the next several days, we're going to kind of get leaks and drips and drabs as to what the NFL season is going to look like for later this year. And it's like a full schedule expansion. I'm going to share more with you. How about this? You thought the NBA owned Christmas? The NFL is coming for that too. And it looks like the NFL is going to be coming for more as well when it comes down to your attention. And so we will get into that. I have to talk about Bob Huggins. I don't have a watch on right now. I'm surrounded by clocks here and timers in the studio. But I know that Bob Huggins, he might be on borrowed time, especially with some of the words that he decided to share earlier today. Pretty disgusting from Bob Huggins. I'll get into that. I think his ass got to go. But before we get there, right before we went to break, speaking of having to go in the case of Bob Huggins, speaking of the New York Knicks who are basically cooked here, we talked about Andrew Luck before the break. Why the hell were we talking about Andrew Luck? This man is a retired quarterback from 2019, decided to hang it up at the age of 29 years old. It's rare in the NFL. I mean, the average career was approximately three and a half years, but Andrew Luck was a Pro Bowler. Andrew Luck was one of the best quarterbacks in the entire league. Andrew Luck was on a Hall of Fame trajectory. And then his body said no. A matter of fact, forget his body. His brain said, no, we ain't doing this no more. Partially torn abdomen, torn cartilage in his ribs, lacerated kidney that forced him to pee blood, concussions, a torn labrum in his throwing shoulder. We didn't see this dude play all of 2017. And the final straw, that calf and ankle issue. And I know my Colts fans remember this. That was like the... Well, I'm sorry to say this. This was the nail in the coffin for his career. And so Andrew Luck said, I'm done. He left 3 years on the table, about $65 million. And then we learned over the weekend that the Washington Commanders said, psst, come here. You want to play in the league again? Allegedly, the Washington Commanders reached out some type of way to gauge his interest in returning. And Jim Irsay of the Colts, who still maintains his rights, basically said, if you're reaching out to this guy in any type of way, via an intermediary or anybody else, you're tampering, so fall back. I don't think Andrew Luck is returning. Why would he? It's not like he's getting any younger. He's 33 right now. He's not going to wake up and play in the NFL in a few months. So by the time he even comes back next year, you're looking at 34, 35. Just close the book on this guy's career and let's keep it moving. One comment made by Shep, and Shep, I will allow you to repeat it out of your own mouth, is that Andrew Luck deserves a very special place in history, and that place would be where?
It belongs in Canton. His future should be in Canton, JR, because if you want to talk about and describe what a Hall of Famer means, were you elite in the time that you elected to play in the NFL? Now, his career, especially compared to other quarterbacks, is very minimal. I get that. But like you mentioned, not just a Pro Bowler. 4 Pro Bowl appearances, when it actually meant something, in a five-year time period. Not to also mention the year he didn't make the Pro Bowl, JR, he had I believe it was 32 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. And, oh, yeah, by the way, in a 15-game season at the time, because he only played 15 at that point, Andrew Luck went for 4,300 yards. When he decided to play, and that was a lot because, remember, the Colts, he was their franchise. I can't think of three or four better quarterbacks on planet Earth. And I do want to just say very quickly, you did mention the fact that he does not have the championship hardware a la Patrick Mahomes. And obviously Mahomes is the exception to playing only 5-6 years and then waltzing right into Canton. Andrew Luck never had Travis Kelce. He never had Tyreek Hill. He certainly did not have Andy Reid.
It doesn't matter, bro.
And remember, the team that stopped him from getting to that Super Bowl, the year Patriots they did advance to an AFC title, and I understand the score was a wide variety, it was a wide margin, but they also cheated. I do have to make that point, yes.
It doesn't matter. If pigs weren't fat and ugly,
right,
they wouldn't be pigs. Okay? Maybe they'd be cute little chicks. I don't know. A pig is a pig is a pig. A rat is a rat is a rat. I can't put lipstick on a pig and say, oh, man, she's hot.
I got another very quick question for you. Who was more dominant in their time, Gale Sayers or Andrew Luck?
Oh, I would go ahead and say Gale Sayers.
Okay.
But what does the comparison even matter?
Well, Gale Sayers played 5 years. I mean, he played seven, but two of those were very injury prone. Gale Sayers had five really good years. So did Andrew Luck. He deserved the same level of treatment as Gale Sayers.
I said this about Terrell Davis. The standard is different. And so I wouldn't even compare them. Andrew Luck, unfortunately, as good as he was, he didn't win anything. He was also hurt. He was injured. And he didn't play long enough. If he wanted to tack on another 5 years or 6 years and left himself open to having more success, yes, Andrew Luck's career, it's even hard to say this because of the injuries, he was on his way. Yes, we know he had Hall of Fame talent, and it don't matter. Like, who cares? I don't care who Patrick Mahomes plays with. What he's done is what he's done, and he worked with who he had. Andrew Luck's career, as of right now, and as far as I'm concerned, is done. It's finished. If he comes back, God bless him. I don't think it will happen. He didn't do enough to go into the Hall of Fame. He was one of the best quarterbacks when he played. He ain't do enough. I think Andrew Luck would tell you, hey, Andrew, you a Hall of Famer. He'd probably go, he's like, maybe if I play long enough. I don't even think he thinks that. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is here from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Man, I want some of the happy pills your buddy's taking to feel the way he does. I was so against the concept of putting Andrew Luck in the Hall of Fame, and then listening to him talk some more about it, I'm thinking that, you know, that Andrew Luck era, that five-year era of Andrew Luck, does put him up there with some of the all-time almosts. So he's almost up there with some of the big-time almosts, I think. Anyhow, the Lakers have to pull this off tonight, man. They need the time off to age well into the playoffs. No, Luck doesn't deserve it. I mean, he's not long enough, and I'm joking around, but still.
Yeah, nah, he was very good. It would have been nice to see what he would have done. He ain't play long enough. He didn't win anything. Like, go home. That's it. Just the facts. Hey, thank you, John, for calling from South Carolina. Appreciate you.
Yeah, it's always a good listen to you guys. Bye.
Thank you, John. Hey, John is like, I like it. My neighbor up north from me in South Carolina. Thank you so much. Joseph is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joseph?
What's going on, JR? How you feeling?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I can't complain, bro. I'm doing good. So I'm kind of torn on the Andrew Luck Hall of Fame discussion.
Right.
Just because he was very, very good when he
Wait. That's your argument right there? Hey, Joseph, I'm sorry to cut you off. Sorry, not sorry. No. We're talking about the Hall of Fame here. And the first thing that comes out of your mouth is, yeah, Andrew Luck. Yeah, he was very, very good. Like, we ain't talking about – there's a lot of dudes who are very, very good. We talking about the Hall of Fame here. Stop.
It's true. But here's my question for you, JR. To someone very similar who kind of left, I feel like, a little too early, which I don't blame him, but Luke Kuechly, how do you feel about him? Is he a Hall of Famer?
What did Luke give you? 8 years? His brain got rattled around. How many years did he play?
I think it was about eight.
I wouldn't put Luke Kuechly in, unfortunately, as well for him. He got stopped by injury. And so, yeah, we can start running through a bunch of dudes who were either hurt or pushed out or had to call it a wrap. But, I mean, well, damn. Andrew Luck is not, you said it, very, very good. That's just what it is. There are a lot of dudes who are very, very good. And Deion Sanders says a lot of wild things, and thank you, Joe, for calling from Baltimore. Deion Sanders says a lot of things, man. Deion Sanders goes, man, what are we doing, just putting everybody in the Hall of Fame? We putting everybody's bust up here in Canton, Ohio? Like, what are we doing? Thad is calling from Madison. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, JR, I like your take on, saying Luck is a great quarterback for the time that he served, but he's not a Hall of Famer. If you look at the stats for Hall of Famers that haven't won a Super Bowl, you got to look at Fran Tarkenton, Dan Marino, and Donovan McNabb.
Oh, you're talking.
And
okay,
those
you're
guys
thinking outside of that.
Did a lot of winning, other than a Super Bowl. Like, you can't. I like what Luck gave us in 5 years. But give us another 5 years. Like, the Hall of Fame is the Hall of Fame. It's not like, and I don't want to say participation trophy, but like, it's not a, like, hey, you were good for 5 years. You know? I mean, is Sterling Sharp in the Hall of Fame? Is X Factor in the Hall of Fame? No.
Yeah, no, I think you. Look, it's not the Hall of Very, Very Good. It might turn into that. There's some people who feel that it has more recently, but Andrew Luck.
And I'll tell you what, for off-season talk, there's nothing better than something like this happening. I mean, we just got done with the draft, so we're in a lull. Might as well have Ursay pop off and say, screw the Washington Redskins and anybody else that talks to Andrew Luck. Like, he's our guy, and if he's coming back, he's our guy.
Well, that may not be the case. He may decide to move him for an asset, but that's
sure.
going pretty deep, knowing that they have Anthony Richardson. I wouldn't want him back now at this point. Just move forward, right? You know, that just move on. How many times are you gonna go back to the X before you realize that, you know, it's just got better things to do here. Uh-oh. Prepare yourselves. I think I know who this is. Mauricio is calling from Tucson. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to thank the Lord Jesus who can save from hell and for heaven. I believe that since Andrew Luck, you know, it's his choice, you know. I don't blame him. All the injuries, blood, and stuff like that. I believe Tim Tebow should be given a chance, you know.
Wait. Slow down. Wait.
He's in shape.
Wait. I said stop. You know, stop. No more. Stop. Whose people should be given a chance? Who? What?
Tim Tebow. Yeah.
Tim Tebow. Oh, no. Yeah. Get out of here. I was like, those people should be given a chance. What people? Oh, Tim Tebow? No, thank you.
He should be the College Hall of Fame. I know he is.
Tim Tebow shouldn't be thought of for nothing. Mauricio, go call Tim Tebow or pull up YouTube, okay? Just watch Tim Tebow on YouTube. I thought we went through that crap. Tim Tebow was given a chance by the Jacksonville Jaguars and that dumbass coach Urban Meyer. And where's Urban Meyer? Is he hanging out with his wife this evening? Is he with? I don't know. It's none of my business, right? I know what he wasn't doing with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's being a decent coach. Oh, yeah, this is also the same jackass who decided to bring in Tim Tebow. Hey, Mauricio, go get in a time machine or go on YouTube. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll get some more of your calls. And speaking of owners behaving badly, does Matt Ishbia, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, does he fall into that category? Him and Jokic, and just, I don't even want to call it a tussle. Jokic shoved the guy. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about Bob Huggins. That is definitely a coach behaving badly. I think he's going to get the boot sooner than later. And then we'll give you an update, of course, on the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Reef Show. I can go into the NFL Hall of Fame if Andrew Luck can go in. And we're on CBS Sports Radio. I said what I said.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Best sports show in the country, my friend JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Knicks lose to the Heat tonight. 109-101 is the final score. Miami goes up 3-1 in the series. Right now, the Los Angeles Lakers are taking on the Golden State Warriors. At halftime, Golden State leads 52-49. Los Angeles trying to go up 3-1 here against Golden State, and the Warriors just out here trying to tie things up, trying to tie the series up 2-2. We're going to talk about Nikola Jokic and Matt Ishbia, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, getting into their little tiff last night in the Nuggets loss to the Suns. That series is tied 2-2. We're going to get into the disgusting comments made by Bob Huggins. And then I do want to talk with you about the NFL schedule. The full schedule is going to be released on Thursday. And in the meantime, over the next couple of days, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to get some previews as to some of the games and matchups that we're going to see take place. Before we do that, we have some callers who have been waiting patiently on the phone lines, and so I want to go ahead and get them on as we have been talking a little bit of everything. Jim Irsay decided to tweet last night just a general statement. Hey, if you're trying to talk to Andrew Luck, yeah, he's been retired, but he's still our property, like, bug off. Because it was reported that Washington was interested in trying to at least speak to him or put a feeler out last year. 855-212-4CBS, super producer and host Dave Shepard, he said that, yeah, Andrew Luck, given for what he's done, he should be in a Hall of Fame. And me, I'm just like, hell no. I don't even think it's a conversation. He ain't playing enough. Let's see what some of you all think as we continue on. Chris is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, sir. How you doing? I'll make this quick, man. All due respect to Andrew Luck, but if there's anyone that should be in the Hall of Fame that isn't, it is definitely Phillip Rivers. That man had a long career. He started almost every game his whole career. I believe he's top 10 in passing touchdowns, passing yards. I mean, I love Andrew Luck, but, you know, Rivers played almost three times as long as him. We got to give respect to Phillip Rivers where it's due because he gets overlooked far too often, man.
Yeah, well, I give you credit for his longevity and what all the stats and numbers he was able to accumulate. And having said that, yeah, I would think he's in a better position than Andrew Luck. I appreciate you, Chris, for calling from San Diego. Yeah, we like quick and to the point here. We like that here on CBS. Quick and to the point. Suleiman is calling from Brooklyn. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? I actually, you follow me on Twitter, but then I realize you also follow Half of America, so I'm guessing it's not as important as I thought it was. Hey, JR.
Now you're on the radio speaking to me, so you are important. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me tell you, your producer said that there was not 3 to 6 guys more important than Andrew Luck when he played. So I thought, well, the non-negotiables are he wasn't more important than Peyton Manning, right? An older Peyton Manning, Tom Brady in his prime, and Drew Brees was still in his prime. So that's 3 names. The next 3 names I have is Aaron Rodgers, who was still in his prime, Russell Wilson, who went to back-to-back Super Bowls in 2013 and 2014, and you can put Big Ben, who has 2 Super Bowl rings. Then you can get into the negotiables. Was he better? Was he not? You got guys like Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, 2016 MVP, and Cam Newton, 2015 MVP. And you can also put guys like Matt Stafford, who was throwing for 4,000 yards every year, and Eli Manning.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I don't know if he was a Hall of Famer. I also have a Jason Tatum point, if I could.
Well, just to kind of tag on to what you said. Yeah, I mean, we can look at a few individual years. There's no doubt that Andrew Luck had Hall of Fame talent. If you look at his entire career, do I think he did enough? No, he didn't. What are your thoughts on Tatum?
I thought that, well, real quick, Andrew Luck reminds me of Brandon Roy in NBA. Brandon Roy played for about 5 years with the Blazers.
He had crap knees. He was an all-star with crap knees. What's your thoughts on Tatum?
My thoughts on Tatum, JR, is that he's more closer to me to a Paul George or a Tracy McGrady or a Vince Carter than he is to Kobe, Michael, or even a guy like Kawhi Leonard. Jason Tatum, at the end of the regulation in Game 4, this is when Marcus Smart missed the shot, not the one that he made in overtime that was late. In regulation, he passed the ball to Marcus Smart, but he had a wide-open Jaylen Brown for basically a layup. Jaylen Brown was wide open. I'm going to screenshot I'm going to DM it to you on Twitter or Instagram,
and then you can get
a look at it. I don't think he's the guy in the fourth quarter that they hoped he would be. I think it's Jaylen Brown's team moving forward. What do you think?
I don't think so. I feel that Jaylen Brown will be looking to get out of Dodge if he's not paid accordingly. I know that he would love to be back down here in Georgia, and I think if you want to talk about Brown, we can also look at him leaving Mr. James Harden wide open in the corner 4-3. So I'm not going to close the book on Tatum as of right now. And when it comes down to being a Michael Jordan or a Kobe Bryant, or if you want to put Kawhi in that same category, yeah, he ain't there. There are a whole lot of guys that aren't. Hey, Suleiman, what part of Brooklyn you calling from?
I'm from Midwood, Avenue K in Midwood.
Okay. Well, thank you, Suleiman. I appreciate you, man. You call me anytime, okay?
Take care, JR. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We love Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn. I'm not going to tell you where I hang out in Brooklyn. Probably shouldn't be there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, I just want to say I've been listening to your show for the last few months, and I really enjoyed listening to you speak. So thanks for taking my call.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, if I were a betting man, I would go ahead and tell you that, and this is even before the game, Golden State was not going to go down 3-1 here in the series against the Los Angeles Lakers. And right now, with about 7 minutes left in the third quarter, Golden State leads 68-61. Not over. Plenty of game left. I still think ultimately for tonight, the Golden State Warriors will come through and tie this series up at 2-2. The game is taking place in Los Angeles. Of course, we'll keep you up to date as the game continues to roll on. We do know this, that last night when the Suns took on the Nuggets, it was a good game. 129 to 124, Devin Booker, the big story, just lighting it up here in the postseason, dropping 36 points, had 12 assists. Kevin Durant had 36 of his own, but Devin Booker has just been on a ridiculous tear. Just his last several games, 36 last night, 47 the game before, 35, 27, 47, 30, 45. With or without Chris Paul, he is lighting it up. And so he's the real main reason between him and Durant, obviously, that these Phoenix Suns are hanging in here with the Denver Nuggets, who have to be frustrated that they haven't been able to take a more commanding lead. And now the series is tied 2-2. And it was nothing more frustrating than taking a look at Nikola Jokic, who finished yesterday with 53 points and 11 assists. Before we went to halftime, I'm sure you've seen the video. I'm sure you have seen the footage by now. Ball goes out of bounds, goes into the corner on the baseline. The ball ends up in the hands of Matt Ishbia, who happens to be the new owner of the Phoenix Suns, bought the team from that jerk Robert Sarver back in February for approximately $4 billion. Jokic immediately goes to him in the stands. Torrey Craig is kind of laid out there in the first row, and Ishbia is looking his way, and Jokic kind of goes over to snatch the ball from him to initiate an inbounds pass. And in the process, the ball is kind of knocked away by Ishbia, or it bounces out of his hands, kind of backwards. And then Jokic is calling for the ball back. Jokic is in Ishbia's space. Jokic is a giant human being. And Jokic kind of shoves him out the way. Ishbia throws his hands up and takes a seat. And everybody's in a whole fuss as to whether or not Jokic should have been suspended or punished. Ishbia even took to social media earlier today and said, I respect, Jokic. I don't think he should be suspended. And Jokic was not. He was only fined $25,000. And after the game, there was a lot of attention paid to this one moment as opposed to the actual result. And so a lot of frustration from the Nuggets here. Jokic was called for a technical foul in that moment. And his head coach, Mike Malone, never wants to be shy, never wants to go out here and to mince his words. Mike Malone, he basically said, yeah, the guy's a fan. I don't give a damn what type of fan he is. Take a listen to Mike Malone.
I think it's crazy that Nikola got a technical foul in that situation. He's going to get the ball, and some fan is holding on to the ball like he wants to be a part of the game. Just give the ball up, man. They deemed Nikola doing something that was excessive, I guess, and they gave him the tech, but I still don't really understand it.
This thing, the fans, the honor of the Suns made any difference?
I don't give a shit. I really don't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care who the fan was. Owner of the Suns, he's a fan, he doesn't care. Nikola Jokic feels the same way. I don't care if he's the owner of the other team. He's a fan, he's sitting in the stands, right? Listen to Nikola Jokic and try not to be afraid while he speaks.
He told me I was elbowing the fan. So, but the fan put the hand on me first, so I thought the league's supposed to protect us or whatever. So, but maybe I'm wrong, so we will see.
Did you happen to know who the fan was?
He's a fan of, he's an, on the, I know who he is, but he's a fan, isn't he? If he's a setting senior.
Phoenix Suns owner.
Sitting on the court, and he's a fan, isn't he?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that he's a, so whoever it is, and he's a fan, he cannot influence the game by holding the ball.
Oh, well, damn. Nikola Jokic want to fight the guy? Do we need to set up a boxing match? It's like Nikola Jokic, he's a very dangerous guy here, too. If you've seen his brothers, those guys want to fight everybody. What took place is what should have happened, or I should say the punishment. Nikola Jokic was fined $25,000. Did he shove Matt Ishbia to his seat? Yeah, he nudged him. Did Matt Ishbia have anywhere to go? No, he did not. And in the process, he threw his hands up. Like, I see a lot of people go, oh, no, he flopped. No, I think if a 7-foot giant like Nikola Jokic decided to push your ass down, it's a good chance that you would fall, especially if you had no space. And so did he kind of throw his hands up? Was it necessary? No. But he threw his hands up to kind of go like, yo, this guy's pushing me. End of story. He ain't flop. Jokic pushed him. He would have fell either way into his seat. End of story. Now, having said that, Matt Ishbia, did he touch Jokic? Yeah, he did. What the hell else was he supposed to do? This man was in his airspace. He was in his breathing space. Did Jokic need to go into the stands and kind of snatch at the ball? No, he did not. That was unnecessary, and that was a little too much. And so I'm sure that he was suspended for a combination of going towards the stands, snatching the ball, and then pushing him down. $25,000 fine. I think it's justified. I don't think it warranted a suspension. And I know there are people who want to say, oh, well, what if that was Draymond Green who did that? Oh, my God. Well, what if Dylan Brooks went into the stands and snatched the ball? Well, Dylan Brooks pushed a damn cameraman, and he got fined. And the fact is, this is not Dylan Brooks. This is not Draymond Green. Jokic doesn't have a history of nothing but every now and then, I don't know, pushing a Morris brother in the back. Just call it for what it is. Jokic went into the stands a little bit. The first row counts as the stands. He snatched the ball. He pushed the guy. Fine him. Let's keep it moving. And Matt Ishbia, as much as everybody wants to call him just a fan in the stands, he's not. He's an owner. And Jokic got punished. End of story. He shouldn't have been suspended. I'm glad he's not missing time. And the world will continue to move and go on. I don't think Jokic should have had any more punishment than what he received. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling us from Nova Scotia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, JR. Just wanted to weigh in on the Andrew Luck conversation.
Okay.
There's no way. There's no way he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. There's something to be said about longevity. What's next? Are we going to put Bo Jackson in Canton? I mean, come on. That's all I got to say, man.
Okay. Thank you, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. I don't disagree with you. Anthony is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, JR. Thank you. I have a two-part question, both okay. Different sports. It's 2012 draft. You are the GM. Are you drafting Andrew Luck or RG3? And my second question is, I live in Alabama. I just had to move here.
Yeah.
But I'm a diehard Dallas Mavs. So Jaylen Brown or DeAndre Ayton?
What? Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me try to answer that, the first part of your question. Knowing that neither one of these guys have done a damn thing and one of them is kind of had to be broken, the other one quit, I would have taken Andrew Luck. Oh, Anthony, damn. Hey, Shub, what was he doing in the background? Was he watching, like, I Love what's that show with Al Bundy? Married with Children? You think
Good
he was
call.
Watching Married with Children?
I don't know completely because I was taking another call who wants to defend Nikola Jokic. So I'm never going to lie to you. I have no idea what he was doing in the background. God knows what.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what are you doing? What comes on television late at night? I don't know. I'm sitting here.
Host that laughed too much.
AKA
Jimmy Fallon.
What do you call those? Late night talk shows?
Yeah, late night talk shows.
People still watch that?
For some reason, people still find Jimmy Kimmel funny. I don't know why, but yeah.
I don't know. I'm just thinking that, no, Cops doesn't come on television anymore, right? There's no more Cops, right?
They're on the news a lot at night. No, that was a joke, obviously, Jared.
Yeah,
no,
it's a terrible joke, so that's why I ignored it.
It wasn't that
Cops
bad of a joke.
The Cops doesn't come on TV, right? It's done?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we get enough of that to begin with. We need a show also typifying that. Come on.
Yeah, Cops is you can't have Cops in a year. What year is this? 2023?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody be having a fit. You can't have Cops.
We have Blue Bloods, if that counts.
Blue Bloods. What is that? HBO, right?
It's Paramount. So CBS, Donnie Wahlberg, Tom Selleck, Bridget Moynihan. Will Estes. Really good show, by the way, if you ever get a chance to watch it.
It's about police?
Yeah, it looks at the... It humanizes police officers. Oh. It's very well done.
Okay. I thought Blue Bloods was... I thought this was one of these royal family things on HBO.
Oh, there's enough of that, too.
Yeah, what do I know? We had a royal family. Hey, they crowned a king, right? And that's what they did on Saturday morning.
We had a coronation.
Morning.
Well, he's a king in title, not in life. Let's put it that way.
Who is it? Charles?
Yeah, yeah.
And they made the side chick the queen now, right? Now what you call her?
I think she's called the Princess of Duchess,
because she's a side chick, right?
So I don't know if anyone's going to call it up for you.
Right.
Obviously she married into the family. She's obviously not the first choice. So,
yeah. Didn't he cheat on Diana with her?
He did. That was very public. Yeah, unfortunately.
So she's the side chick, and she has a special name. It's not like Queen
Camille, I believe. Yeah.
No, I know her name.
Right.
But the title is something. It's a dignified side chick. No, I'm going to figure out what the name is.
So the big controversy was actually like Harry's attendance.
He showed up. He showed up. He wore his insignia and he went back home. He's not the big story. The big story, if you ask me, is that this guy was out there wearing that silly crown, sitting on that old throne, and that his side chick became queen and whatever you call it.
Right.
That's good for them. Anyway. You said this guy, David, is here from Nebraska. Hey, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
What's going on, man? First-time caller, love your show. I just wanted to say, I believe Joker was technically in the right. I'm not saying he shouldn't have got fined or shouldn't have got teched, but he's 7 foot, like you said. If that dude wanted to push that guy down or hurt him, he would have. He barely nudged that guy.
Bro. Now, come on. No,
come
David.
Come on.
No,
come
David.
On, JR. I love you, but I gotta disagree.
No, there's
on
no,
this.
No, David. Do yourself a favor. If you love me so much, go back and watch it. How many 7 foot tall? How many people 7 feet tall are you around?
None.
Yeah, honest. Like 7 feet. I don't know, 250 to 300 pounds. If he shoves you and you have nowhere to go. You're going to fall, David. I'm sorry. It's simple.
No, you're going to fall. I'm not saying the guy flopped. I'm not saying the guy flopped. I'm just saying if he pushed him, there would be more of a fall than that.
He did push him. He pushed him out the way with his shoulder. Come on, man. Stop it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I can't push anybody on a radio, but I wish I could push him.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also the host of the new podcast, Agents of Inclusion. We talk to a different Special Olympics athlete every week to learn how sports can bring us together.
We're bringing both the disability and non-disability community to one community. All one people, one family.
Took me a little while, but I decided to claim autism as my superpower. When you hear the word autism, don't let that hinder you from doing whatever it is that you want to do.
That's what Special Olympics tells you. You get involved in sport, but then you take it from the playing field out into real life.
Family means to me community, acceptance, love, embracing a person just as they are. That's what Special Olympics did for me.
It's all about family. Subscribe to Agents of Inclusion on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.